Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, yet only slightly better than watching paint dry. Welcome to it.
Okay, you guys have heard this before. We have some guests in the studio. Jules is in the studio, and Jules is a frequent contributor to Gun for Hire Radio. He's only going to be here for a little bit, because as soon as his spouse Sandy texts him, he has to run out and go pick her up. And then, of course, we have Alexander Rubian, recallsweeney.com. His new email address is
Alex@recallsweeney.com,
because we found out the average Second Amendment person can't spell Rubian, and the emails were getting rejected. And I just want to give a shout out to Alexander right off the bat.
Really, really sad.
You got some set of stones, okay? Yeah, I've gone down to Trenton and said I will not comply and I will be the first one to be locked up. But bro, give me a handshake. You have some set of stones. I have to say stones because we have a Reagan in the studio who's only 19 years old filming us.
Hey, so. Reagan.
Hey, Reagan.
She pretties up the studio pretty nice.
Yeah. So, I guess we should just get right into recallsweeney.com. I just want to say it's this Saturday, the 27th, and I want to say if you haven't made a donation or if you haven't volunteered, what is your problem? We have anonymous donors coming, bringing cash and envelopes and checks and envelopes
from
to the
all
range.
Over the country.
We've gotten donations from California, from Canada, right, Alexander? Mm-hmm. Where else?
Absolutely. Almost every state has donated.
So let's get this done, bitches.
Nice.
Go ahead, Sandy. You can start. I'm done now.
What time? What time is this?
Starts at 9 a.m.
9 a.m.
We have not released the location yet. Give us the details.
Well, I mean, just for another example of why we don't want to release the information and where it's going to be held because of the way Sweeney operates. Look what happened when we did a protest at his house. Within a day.
They turned the sprinklers on.
I think that was done on purpose. You know?
Yes.
But the point is that within hours, the town had a municipal ordinance that was being proposed to ban protesting.
Wow.
To censor our First Amendment right even further than they already
had. How do you ban protesting in a town? They never heard of the Constitution, I guess. Well, First Amendment, Second Amendment, what the hell?
What do we always say? If they go after our second, once they get that, they're going to go after our first.
Well, that's the way it works, isn't it?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
The second protects the first and the rest.
Has the ACLU reached out to you?
Oh, look at that. Guess who I got a phone call from the ACLU of New Jersey?
Yeah.
One of their lead lawyers who is infuriated at what Sweeney's trying to do in his town and banning protesting. So we're getting a lot of support from the ACLU of all people to stand by our side.
One of all people. I'm a card-carrying ACLU member.
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, this is why.
I'm not.
Thank you, Jules.
I'm a life member of the NRA and a card-carrying ACLU member.
You know, Jules DiGiulio, by the way, we're Reaganites. We believe heavily in Ronald Reagan and his trickle down and his conservative policies with Margaret Thatcher and everything. And the lovely lady who's filming us is 19 years old, and her name is Reagan, spelt the same way.
Nice.
America, baby. That's all I have to say.
America.
Love that shit.
Yeah, to elaborate on that further, I just want to say this is actually going to turn into a full-scale documentary and, you know, what we're doing in New Jersey. So this is history in the making. You know, look, after we accomplish this, this is going to have such severe consequences. Everybody from the rest of the country is going to be coming to us asking how we did what we did in, like, the most progressive cesspool of New Jersey we did it here. You know, so this is your opportunity to be part of
this. We can do it here. You can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
Yeah. It's
exactly.
Like New York, New York song.
Jules, how do you feel about this whole recall thing? From an outsider who's now volunteered as an insider. Tell us how you feel.
Well, I'm going to tell you exactly how I feel. This is going to be the best birthday present of my life. Saturday is my 65th birthday.
Wow. What better way than activism?
What better way than to throw...
So you're going to retire and Sweeney's going to retire on the same day.
Wow.
I'm not going to retire. I'm way too young. I mean, look at me. But in any event...
No, you look great.
Thank you very much.
I
was going to
kick backed
you
out of that good. You got out of that good.
Right. No, but is there a better birthday present? And if it's a 65th, that's a big birthday.
Yeah.
This is just... life-changing.
So you hear that? He's spending his 65th birthday all day on the Recall Sweeney effort.
Jules is a former Fed, too.
Yeah, I have to go to a barbecue. I got to go to Home Depot with my wife. I can't come to the thing. All right, I can't donate $5.
How many more people can we alienate? Go ahead.
Come on. What about Ms. Rose? She donated $500 to Joan Alexander Letter. It's for her
next gun. She did not buy a gun. She protected her right to
I don't want to hear it. I can't be there. Listen, I got other things to do. I was getting a back waxing that day.
The best.
Okay?
That's just a thing. That image just burned itself into the back of my brain.
I'm halfway done. The second appointment for my back waxing was that day. And I canceled it.
I don't want to see the back.
Which half did you have done?
You know, Sweeney, tell him what's going on about the town of Sweeney's town. What's going on? If people haven't heard this, wait till you hear this. If you don't live
in
New Jersey,
just said.
Well, I mean, if you haven't heard already,
get into it.
All right. If you guys haven't heard the national news,
he's too busy on Google.
Yeah. I'm posting the show.
I think they want to limit it to 10 protesters, right? Is that what the ordinance is, right?
10 protesters for 2 hours.
2 hours. How would
You go in shifts then?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
The First Amendment only counts for 1/12 of the day.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's correct. That's
this
correct.
This is a guy whose unions bring a giant freaking rat to a cemetery.
It's quite a likeness.
While you're trying to bury your loved one, they got a giant plastic inflatable rat.
Yeah,
he's just like him.
And he's what? What is he? He's like a union rep or something.
He's a union thug.
Yeah. Right, but he's like a union rep, Sweeney.
Yeah, he's a vice president.
He still collects a salary from the union.
And he drives a brand new Cadillac Escalade, white diamond.
Look, if you had two no-show jobs, you could do the same damn thing.
Damn.
But it's just the way it is. I mean, wow.
Yeah, listen. This is what's happening. I just got word that the article that we have about the sprinklers, that Sweeney turning the sprinklers on, is the number one most commented article in the history of the Star Ledger and NJ.com.
Get out.
Within 10 hours. You know,
this guy is so old, he's never heard of social media and the influx of social media.
I was so bored. I was like, let me throw on some Comedy Central or let me go to NJ.com and read the comments. I flipped on 10 hours after, it was 2,000 comments.
I said,
my God, this is out of control.
Yep, the power of social media and the power of unity.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
A dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
reason for the word witch. I hope she's speeding on the way to the club, trying to hurry up and get to a ball or a sang or somebody like that, and try to put on a makeup in the mirror and crash into a ditch. Just playing.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO.com. Waldorf Chiropractic, located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. If you or someone you know who lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, check out Waldorf Chiropractic. He wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You, and he's been a strong supporter of all of our efforts in the state of New Jersey since day one. So WaldorfChiropractic.com. Thank you. So, go ahead. We're talking about the big rat. Steve Sweeney. Same thing. Go ahead.
So anyway, listen, it's a week away, guys. This is our chance here. We have hundreds of people registered on Facebook. We have hundreds of people registered on the email list. What we need to slam dunk this. We put over a year of time of planning. Let's make this a reality. Let's blow this out of the park. We have this great opportunity ahead of us. Like I said, everything's lining up for us. For the first time that I ever remember, now the anti-gun, anti-self-defense bigots are actually on the defense. You know, what we're actually glamorizing and actually celebrating, they're attacking us. And we want them to attack us.
Oh, absolutely.
Because the longer they attack us,
absolutely,
the less time they're going to have trying to support the crap that they were trying to ram through in 2013 and so forth.
You know you're being effective when you start getting attacks. And when you start getting attacks from inside the system, I don't know if we can bring up what happened just the other night, mm-hmm. but if you're getting attacks inside the system from the political system,
exactly.
And we knew that this was going to happen.
You know you're doing a job correctly when your enemies are talking about you.
Yes.
You know, and that's what's happening now. They are going after everything they possibly can. Mm-hmm. I'm getting hate mail. I'm getting hate on social media.
Good.
I'm getting phone calls from people saying, "Are you so-and-so?" And I say, "Yes, I am." "You are such a beep, 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 beep."
Thank you.
And they're so easy to piss off because all I say is, "Thank you so much for your compliments. That really means a lot coming from you." And then they get even madder.
Yeah.
You know, and just to kind of show what a scumbag Stephen Sweeney is, even when we were protesting at his house and he had the opportunity to give his condolences to Carol Bowen's family, what did he do? He walked by them. And if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, just go to the New Jersey Second Amendment Society web,
NJ2AS.com.
NJ2AS.com and our YouTube channel, and we have all the videos of our protest that we've had at his house.
And for every 30 seconds of amusement we give you, you should donate a $10 bill for every 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
To RecallSweeney.com.
The tides are shifting, and I said this before. You know, if you strike the king, we have to kill the king.
Oh,
no
yes.
No ifs, ands, or buts. There's no turning back.
Metaphorically, we're speaking.
Metaphorically, yes, of course.
Because we would never threaten the life of a sitting senator.
Well, it'd be kind of hard because, of course, when he is talking about how Carol Bowen's situation was a quote-unquote tragedy and very unfortunate, those were his exact words. Can you believe that?
Unfortunate.
Yeah, but meanwhile,
based on the system,
he
and Loretta Weinberg, who we're going to hear from in the next segment, should really, really not be able to sleep at night forever.
But the irony is, the whole time we're protesting, instantaneously the cops are there. The cops are walking with his wife. They're walking with him. They have cop cars at his house all day.
I saw a great post on social media that said that what we should do is remove all the funding for all the private security and all the armed details for these clowns, and then let's see what happens. But Sweeney does have his own carry permit.
He has a CCW. Yeah. Right?
He told me. People are asking. He stepped to me in 2013. I ran into the elevator. Sure enough, he's standing there with his guard. And,
as usual,
and says, "You know, I can carry a gun, and they call me the union thug," you know, and trying to intimidate me. The same man,
you know,
that
I can carry a gun, but you can't. He's letting you know he is the king, and you are the serf.
Good for me, but
and,
not for thee.
Yes, and this is exactly what they want. Progressivism has always been like this. Progressivism is about controlling the masses. It's always been that way. And whether they've got an R or a D after the name, it does not matter. Progressive is a progressive.
R and I.
And let me tell you something. Chris Christie and Sweeney are like butt buddies.
Yeah.
Can you say that on the radio?
Okay, Jules, what were you going
to
say?
Well, you need video for this, because if they're like this, I want to know who's this and who's this.
Exactly.
Who's the index? Who's the middle?
They're interchangeable is what that is.
But, you know, guys, I just want to send a shout out to everyone that's been reaching out. It would take too long to thank every person that has stepped up, helping with our walk list, helping with the campaigning, helping with the planning and organizing of this.
Go ahead.
We would never, you didn't help at all.
Exactly.
No, Anthony, you've been instrumental.
While we're talking about helping, I want to apologize to our listeners. We haven't done learning segments. We haven't answered a lot of questions the past couple of weeks. I've been putting the majority on reserve, and we will reach out to those after the Recall Sweeney campaign is over and hail, the king is down, all right? Mm-hmm. So I just want to let everybody know that I've been kind of second basing all of that stuff, because to me, this is our grand slam.
Yeah, this is our opportunity to really strike hard and take back our state. And you will never believe how fast they're going to start changing their positions. You know, we were testifying with Scott Bach. You know, the face that Loretta Weinberg had, just, you know, the level of disrespect. Scott Bach's testifying, he's going through all his great points, and she's sitting there texting away on her phone. Linda Greenstein, the chair of the Law and Public Safety Committee, she's just sitting there with a grin on her face, laughing at Scott Bach. You know, I cannot stand that anymore.
They have disdain for it. We've said it over and over and over again. It is not guns that they hate. Mm-hmm. It's us
exactly.
that they hate.
Yeah. You know, and they either hate us and you know.
Well, they're better than us.
Yes, yeah. They are. They're better than us.
They think
they
know what's best for us.
They do not like the fact that we want to exercise our Second Amendment rights, and they'll do anything they can in order to keep us down, because that's where their power is.
You know, the people that posted on NJ.com were like, well, I believe in the First Amendment, but it shouldn't be at his house. I'm like, listen, the Supreme Court has made it clear. You can't yell fire in a movie theater, mm-hmm. but otherwise we can... Right. Exercise our Second Amendment. If he can't stand the heat, he shouldn't be in the kitchen then.
Yes. Exactly.
You shouldn't be the Senate president if you don't want to be the lightning rod
Absolutely
for pressure.
Right. If you do not want that job, then give it up. We're giving you a chance.
Correct.
Give it up.
Listen, we're going to do it for him. But listen, if you're a junior senator, or you're one that never does anything, just rubber stamp or whatever, that's fine. But here's a guy who fought and clawed and made deals to become number one in the Senate.
Right.
He's the guy that decides what bills come up for vote, not, and he loves to brag about that shit. I personally don't feel we should have to pump our own gas, so I'm not going to put the bill up for vote.
Well, of course.
Exactly. I don't care what the people think, all right?
Well
if you want to talk that way,
he has a carry permit.
Good, Jules.
Simply because he supported. He. Let's not forget that this clown was ranked A from the NRA.
Mm-hmm.
And then once he got his carry permit and got whatever he wanted for himself, he flipped over and went the way of the body politic.
Yeah, after Newtown, he flip-flopped and went for the 10-round magazine.
So flip-flop for everything. I mean,
yes. This is a guy who believes in nothing.
He doesn't. He believes
in
he knows
Sweeney.
Best. Yeah, and the fact, like we're talking about the gas thing. He literally went public and said, "I just don't think this is a concern right now, and it's not an issue." But literally 3 or 4 days before then, he's pushing through banning having sex with animals in the legislature.
This is illegal for that.
Like,
this is illegal in the state? Wait a minute.
It wasn't illegal.
The bestiality bill.
No.
So
Does there need to be a law for that?
Yeah, there's a big problem. Yeah. Well, maybe he knows something that we don't know, because he lives, in farmland.
Don't say it.
But
say it.
I almost made a joke that he was ramming this through, but.
By the way, I was on the air on Wednesday. I did an entire hour segment on Lock and Load Radio,
and we are
from South Carolina, Bill Frady.
And you were also on the television on NJTV, and we are going to get to that when we come
back.
And
I was on NRA News as well.
Yes.
I've been doing my share for Alexander here.
Yes,
Recall
Sweeney.
Yes. Thank you.
Whatever I got to do. But I did an hour show on Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady, and I actually got... Joe Knight's name right on the show.
Oh, wow.
From the NRA.
I said that on purpose.
Timothy Knight.
You know,
these guys got more first names.
Yeah, another issue is I had a great conversation with Knappen yesterday.
Knappen threw it in. He supported it on the radio show, but he's helping in the background with Alexander.
Yeah, he's actually very upset, because he said, "You're going to take my gun law Bible and turn it into a one-page brochure."
Good.
When we're done with taking back our state. Because the law should just be like, don't use your gun in a crime.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to be hearing directly about these smart guns from two buffoons from Paramus, from Patterson, and Loretta Weinberg, and a familiar voice.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra wide ports so two people can stand side by side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well lit. We also have three times as much light down range that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right, we have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
No rules, no apologies, no holding back. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
So be quiet, stop singing the blues, cause I know plenty of hoes who wanna be in your shoes. So if I was you, baby, I'd just chill. Cause if I don't work, who'll pay the bill? You sure don't work. So say that crap, all you do is make love and can't do that. Better sit your butt down and rest your nerves before you find your shit somewhere out on the curb. Think about it and get your shit straight before you become the bitch that I hate.
Senator Loretta Weinberg thought her 2002 smart gun law would start an arms race among manufacturers. The law aims to phase out old models and replace them all with smart guns. Gun sellers would have 3 years to do it. But the catch is, the clock starts ticking only after the first smart gun is sold in the U.S. Now dealers are refusing to carry smart guns out of fear of starting the clock on the law. So reform is in her sights. She plans to introduce an amendment this fall.
Gun store owners would be required to offer it for sale, but we're not requiring anybody to buy it. And they would offer it for sale along with the rest of whatever they sell in their retail operations.
Lawmakers say the key to getting the technology market ready is appealing to law enforcement and the Department of Defense.
Government and military should, by specification measures, when they go out to bid to the manufacturers or when they're supporting testing, no different than we do for our pharmaceutical companies, we should be supporting it. And its creation, and its incubation, and its in procurement and contracting out.
Patterson Mayor Joey Torres says that New Jersey's elected leaders can use their purchasing power to spur smart gun development.
No difference than when we buy, when we ask Ford or Chevy to create a cruiser for us.
Jerry Spezial commands more than 400 police officers in New Jersey's third largest city. While he doesn't think the technology is quite ready for police, he thinks there's a benefit to the public.
I don't know how it fits with law enforcement, because I'm a little worried about the cycling time and, you know, officers having to share guns in a gunfight. Now, that's something we have to be concerned with. But for the general public, to get safe guns out in the community and remove the old guns, I think it's a brilliant plan by the senator.
The question is whether consumers will buy in.
No. I'm not trusting anything with a battery or electricity in it. I want pure mechanical.
And whether smart guns can make people smarter about gun safety.
You can't legislate stupidity out of the equation. If you're going to leave a loaded gun accessible to a minor, then it's negligence on your part.
Weinberg said by introducing the amendment, she hopes opponents will stop equating smart guns with gun control.
I need to see some sign from the gun industry themselves that if we take our time and make sure it's a product that people can embrace, that they'll be along with us.
While Weinberg waits for that, the NRA says they're focused on other issues in New Jersey, like permit and background check timing. And while smart guns are on their radar, they're not talking to us about it. In Patterson, I'm Erin Delmore, NJTV News.
I'd like to thank NJTV News for the audio clip on that. But Jerry Spezial, what
it's a brilliant plan.
It's a brilliant plan.
By the Senate.
Yeah, you know, it's I'm a little worried about it here because for the offices and stuff, maybe we worry about the cycling of the guns. But I think it's a brilliant plan for everybody else who don't have to fall in line because I got a badge and a gun, you know.
By the way, Armatex went belly up, by the way. They're bankrupt.
Ooh,
I don't believe
that manufactures the gun. The not-so-smart gun.
What do you, yeah. Lou Greenwald said this is a product that everybody wants.
Everybody wants that. What, all right? Does anybody in this room
want this piece of crap? But we're not the early adopters, iPhone generation. We all have iPhone 6s. But listen, there's the millennials out there in Generation X. They'll buy that. They'll buy that electronic hunk of junk. They'll buy.
Well, listen, because they know no better. That's exactly what they're trying to do.
I said on NJTV, if Loretta Turkey Neck Weinberg lifted that moratorium, I'd bring one in for rent. I would love to torture test that shit. And you're gonna have people come in that are gonna want to rent it.
Yeah.
And they're gonna see how it performs before they buy it. So I'd bring it in a minute. But I'm not gonna start the clock ticking on it though.
Half of these knuckle dragon mouth breathers would not be able to shoot that gun, period. Did you see how the thing functions?
It's junk. You need to wear a watch.
I have to wear a watch. And it beeps. I pick up the gun, and it goes beep, beep, beep.
It gives
away your position.
As soon as you pick it up, and if the gun was in a certain distance, like a meter from the watch, it starts beeping.
And it's got a nice green LED
light
on it.
I also said on the interview.
So Smart Gun 7, I think, shoots up a flare.
You know, I said to the Aaron interviewed me, I said, really, what if the watch is shot off you?
Right.
Mm-hmm. What happens then?
Yeah. Well, she didn't put that in.
No. They left all that. I posed a bunch of questions. I said, listen, our government, 14 million people just got hacked from our government employee database. We can't hack the software for the smart gun?
Thank God Hillary had her on emails on her own server.
Yeah, Jules, it's a good thing.
If the government had a list of everybody that owned the smart gun and somebody hacked that list, they would come and rob your house, and they would send a blocking impulse or something, and you'd pick up the gun and go click, 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 click.
Well, that's
nothing
the
would happen. Now, I would like to take those guns and give them to our enemy, like the Taliban or ISIS, and then when we go to fight them, jam them.
Wouldn't you think all the equipment we took over there had a device in that before we left it?
No, that would have been a good idea. But anyway, right? So let's go back. Let's go back. Now, also, we should mention a little bit, really. We should mention that there was a tragic massacre in Charleston where this crackpot kid, I don't know if he has mental problems or not, but he's definitely not straight to do what he did. But, something's crooked in his head. But he basically went into a church, sat for an hour, and then took a handgun out, and he killed 9 people. And the families have all reached out, and they've forgiven him because they're these God-fearing, pious
this
people.
This is the way it should be. You got to understand something about Charleston, South Carolina. It is they call it the Holy City for a reason. There is not a building in that city that is taller than any church steeple. And, you know, I'm going to out myself and say right now that I'm a Christian. And I don't... I hold myself back from wanting to see this piece of garbage burned, drawn, and quartered.
I would volunteer to do that.
And what a Christian does is to understand that this is not a human thing. This is something that is pure, unadulterated evil. Because you cannot come in and sit inside of a Bible study and hear the word of God for an hour and then do what he did, unless he was just pure evil.
Which we know he is.
Yes. So, I am so happy that that city reacted the way it did, that Al Sharpton had absolutely no effect on that. This piece of garbage wanted a race war. This is why he did it. He's anti-Christian. He's anti-black. And there's something, yes, twisted in his head, but I think there's more from a spiritual side. I think there's even more at play.
So and my heart goes out to those people. My condolences. And I hope he rots in hell once he gets there. Now, you know, we were talking earlier about Sweeney. He won't bring up pumping your own gas because he doesn't think it's important. But guess what bill just advanced in the Senate? New Jersey lawmakers are advancing a bill, and they're going to make it illegal, and they're going to ban if an adult wants to smoke in a car with kids. Okay? Because this is the type of law that we need. How do you even enforce this shit?
Exactly. Right.
Okay, we're wasting taxpayer dollars debating this. Again, can you legislate stupidity out of someone? Well, no. Should you be smoking in a car with children? No. If you are, you are dumb, and we have to rely on Darwinism, unfortunately.
Survival, yeah,
natural selection.
That's right.
And the problem is that these people think that they are better. You have to understand that it's the elitist class, the elitist mentality. This is the same thing. This is why they don't want guns either, because only police, only the authority can have the intelligence. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Not the little people.
No.
Yeah. So we have big plans for this Saturday. We didn't announce the location yet, but it's 9 a.m. sharp. How's it going to work now, Alexander? We're going to announce the location when, on Friday?
A day or two before. Okay. We're still deciding on that. We're going to put the location up on the website. We're going to put it on the Facebook page. Just make sure you sign up for, as a volunteer, so you get the emails, or you can visit the website. Starting 9 o'clock sharp, we have everything planned. We're providing everyone a continental breakfast. You are going to get a complimentary...
He said donut.
Donut, bagel, and what else? I don't know. I forgot. A bunch of other stuff.
Food is not the issue here. Yeah. Brown bag it if you're picky or you don't want the Homer Simpson pink donut with the Jimmies on top of it or something. I don't want to hear any shit. Food is not the issue here.
That's not why we're getting together.
You're going to get a Recall Sweeney t-shirt. And if
5X Fat Bastard?
No, what do we get? Up to 2X, I think it was?
Up to
2 or triple X.
I can fit a few people in those. Go ahead.
You know, so just make sure you show up. Now, we're starting the event at 9 a.m. Doesn't mean you show up at 9 a.m. Timothy Knight, the guy that led the successful Colorado recalls, he's going to speak for 10, 15 minutes. At that point, I'm going to speak for another few minutes. We're going to go through some basic training, and then we're going to break down and go to an office where everyone's going to get a packet. You know, the packet's going to be signed out to you. Just make sure that you provide your name and address so that we can track where the packets go. This way, if it gets lost, it gets missing, you know, we know which one you had, and it can be replaced, and a walk list can be reprinted. Now, what's going to be provided in a walk list is going to be the names and addresses of all the registered voters that you should go knock on their doors. Your list will have between 100 and 200 individuals with a copy of the petition. Well, a pen's going to be provided, a clipboard. Everything's going to be there. This is complete turnkey solution for the recall. Recall for dummies,
now,
exactly.
This list, are they friendlies?
They're friendlies. They're people that are going to be willing. Now, I can't guarantee every door you're going to knock on, but at least we've aggregated to the best we can the people that we know are going to be supporting this issue.
Okay.
And, you know, make sure you bring your cell phone so you can know where to drive around. Your cell phone charger. Wear comfortable clothing.
Dude, this is low-hanging
fruit. No camo.
Yeah, you're getting a list of friendlies, a list of people who hate Sweeney. Be back. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell
is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
If you haven't got problems, I feel bad for your son. I got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one.
This segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. In Montville, New Jersey, Ron Sousa has a bunch of offices, conference rooms, meeting rooms that are beautiful. He'll do mail, fax, billing, anything you want to have in a professional environment for as little as $58 a month. Get your ass out of the barista bar and get into a professional environment. Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Also, Philly Gun Training. Philly Gun Training in Philadelphia is Jose Morales, who does some of the post work on the show and post the podcast late every Sunday when you guys are always looking for it. That's Jose's fault.
But he is on time for his gun training.
Because he's busy training people, he tells me. So he's busy down there. He has Lipstick Bodyguards in stock. He has a nice selection of shirts. And where is he located, Sandy?
933 Spring Garden Street in downtown Des Moines, Iowa.
Nice. So yeah, listen.
I'm actually
Philly
a member
gun training.
Of Ron Sousa's place.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You go to Dr. Waldorf?
I go to Dr. Waldorf.
So we keep it in the family.
All you need to do is now go down to Jose and...
I'll have to try Sweeney first.
But
Ron's place has been phenomenal. Instead of using a UPS store or using a post office service at the United States Postal Service, Ron has been phenomenal. The service has been profound. All his staff is very professional. If I get anything in, they call me up. If I call them up and I say, hey, do I have anything in the mail?
Oh, so you don't have to go schlepping over there.
Nope, I don't have to go schlepping over there to find out if my package arrived.
Man, that's worth $50 a month.
Yeah, this is absolutely how we roll.
And if there's something there that I need to scan, print, whatever, he's got all the services available, and it's just all inclusive. It's been phenomenal experience.
It's a really, really smart idea. Now, and I think more and more people.
I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No. I cut you off full time. It's my job. Now, some people were not going to have T-shirts for you. Jules, you always dress kind of nice. What would you recommend to dress to wear? We're going door to door to people. Do you think we should have camel hats or suspenders on
Absolutely
or anything?
Absolutely not. I think a nice Dockers, a nice golf shirt.
The way you would present yourself at a...
If you're not have a Sweeney t-shirt,
casual,
something collared,
casual.
A button-down
yeah.
shirt or something.
Something professional.
You know,
yeah.
again, Alexander says comfortable
or
shoes.
Or something orange, too, yes. Because the t-shirts are orange.
And Ronald Reagan wear is encouraged, too.
Ronald Reagan wear.
They have Ronald Reagan
wear. And listen, if you have a huge keychain, leave it in a car. Just have the car key. That looks kind of horrible hanging out. You know, there's certain things like that that kind of some people find intimidating when you carry a lot of items hanging out. Just imagine how you would want someone to look coming to your door and is asking you, you know, violating the sanctity of your home by stepping on your front walkway.
Asking you to do them a favor.
Don't be smoking when you walk to the house.
Exactly.
Save that. Smoke on a corner before you start the next block. Bring some hand cream and some mouthwash or something. Because what I do is, it sounds off, but I smoke cigars and I have a light scented hand cream, a men's hand cream. After I smoke, I put it on my hands and my face, and it kills that cigar smell that radiates off of your skin, you know, from the smoke. And then I just drop a couple of mints in my mouth, and it brings me about 85% to 90% of where I want to be. But, maybe clean shaven. If you have a beard, trim it up. Don't look like ZZ Top. If you're, I don't discriminate against tattoos, but the more you can cover up, the better.
Yeah.
Because the press is going to take your picture if you look like someone from Duck Dynasty.
Right.
That's going to be on the cover of NJ.com on Sunday.
That they are going to filter people in from the other side to try to infiltrate.
That's the whole point. We have all of our packets. Let me just give full warning to everyone. We have all of our packets serialized. So when we sign them out to you and then you don't bring them back, we know, we're going to know your name, your address, your phone number.
Because they're going to send people to try to grab the packets to toss them.
To toss them and whatever. And whatever. Let them try. Sweeney said bring it on, and let's show them how what bringing on really means. This is the most well-organized activism that we've ever done in the history of New Jersey. So you can either be part of it, or you're going to sit by the sidelines and watch everyone else make things as a reality.
No ripped jeans.
No ripped jeans.
Yeah. No bandanas hanging out of your pocket. No Harley shirts. No biker belts. No biker boots.
And just be as.
I'm not discriminating against anybody. I love everybody, but our impression needs to look as wholesome as possible.
Wholesome as possible.
As many women as we can recruit. And like I said, if you want to bring your kids, we talked about this. This is great for your kids to learn how
to
our
learn.
Political system works and activism works in this country.
I remember being a child and my parents taking us to the United, you know, the UN to protest against them. And, you know, reflecting back, I think that crafted and molded me into the person that I am today to stand up to authority and to challenge what you're being shoved in, you know, it's being shoved in your down your throat in regard to their ideology.
Well, that's your Cuban heritage, too. You know, your ancestors were led off the island at gunpoint.
They basically fled, and I emphasize fled. Another thing is don't engage. Whatever you do, do not engage. If you knock on a door or you see someone on the street and they're criticizing you, they're cursing you off, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Kill them with kindness, because the minute you respond, that will be what's going to be shown on NGA.com as we're being, you know, very aggressive and whatnot.
Oh, and also, when you're walking door to door and you get out of the car, take your sunglasses off. People with sunglasses are perceived as less trustworthy, believe
it
or not. Okay?
Right. Correct.
It's an old body language thing. We used to teach it in Dale Carnegie and everything, too.
Yep.
Bring your prescription glasses if you need them. My glasses turn dark. I'm going to be bringing a pair that don't turn dark because you want to look someone in the eye, walk up and say, hi, how are you? We're doing this. You know, we're going to go over all that in the rally in the morning. We're going to have to
do that. If you do have your sunglasses on, just simply take them off.
Take them off. Hold them in your hand or whatever.
While you're speaking to the person.
It doesn't look right. I want to make something very clear. You know, part of my goal in reorganizing and restructuring the NJ2AS since I took over as president in January is we don't need more philosophers. We don't need to have people being told what their rights are. We know that. We have millions of people have died protecting our rights. Our founding fathers
right on this soil. On the same soil that we're going to be walking.
So what I'm saying, all of this that we're doing, you can say, oh, I'm not good with knocking on door. Then you know what? Become better. Practice. When I was in college and, you know, when I was in my early 20s, that's what I did. I knocked on doors. And first I was nervous and scared that, you know, this and that was going to happen. We are building soldiers. We're not building philosophers here. And when we do this, we will be the most effective grassroots civil rights organization in America. And you'll see how fast the narrative is going to change from, well, look what they did in New Jersey and let's try it here, to, well, look what they tried in New Jersey. And the last thing that I want is to happen to me is what happened to that guy, Stephen Sweeney, getting recalled, kicked out of office. And then they did it again to this person or that person.
Yep, exactly right.
Please. Exactly that was pretty good.
Please help me celebrate my 65th birthday by throwing out this rat bastard set.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear that? That came from Jules.
That came from Jules.
We definitely need that. He's getting pressure now from his wife. They have to go somewhere. She's making these motions in the studio, which is very rude.
Well, we've got about 3 minutes left.
I was going to have her come on and say something. But yeah, we have two Sandys in the studio
Well, of course, it's a great name.
Well, we need a third, and we'll have one of each.
And she's Sicilian, too, like my wife.
Oh man!
So you know, so you got to be careful.
They learn
knife fight very early
on. So she wants to leave. You might have to leave. You know. I was so impressed with the camera person, Reagan, that was here. That was so cool.
She's phenomenal.
It was great for bringing her.
Guys, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. We have the most incredible team I have ever worked with. This is something, Bloomberg.
And the numbers of people who are coming.
The numbers of people.
It's just amazing.
This
is amazing how many people are showing up.
We are going. You know what's going to happen? Bloomberg is going to spend $5, $10, $15, $20 million probably trying to fight this. And you know what's going to cost us? Almost nothing. You know why? Because we have something that Bloomberg can never buy, and that is passion. You can never buy passion. You can never pay someone enough to do something that they don't love to do. And that's what we are doing.
You got guys like Joe Peluso and his wife. They moved to New York State 2 years
ago.
They're down here all day. Yep. He's coming down. He can't go for the petitions, but he's coming to do paperwork.
Paperwork.
Okay?
People coming from Delaware.
They're getting hotel rooms.
Yes,
I mean,
it's
guys,
amazing.
There's many things that I cannot talk about because we don't want to, you know, let the cat out of the bag in some of our strategies.
Right.
But, you know, now, like I said, with Reagan coming on board, I have movie producers that made like a lot of top documentaries contacting me saying, hey, we want to see what's going to go on with this. If you have a videographer that can help record everything, we could turn this into a full-blown civil rights documentary in a 1 year or 2 year that the whole world will watch.
And we absolutely do. No, we got one more segment.
Yes,
come
yes,
back.
Yes. Jules is out of here.
Okay, see
Jules,
you Saturday.
Thank you so much for stopping
see you
in.
Saturday for your Saturday birthday. Everybody bring him a cupcake. Nice bring him a cupcake.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Okay, listen to this. We just got news from the Spartan race. We have 106 people running under Team Gun for Hire, no shame. The next largest team is 35. So we are the largest team in the state of New Jersey. Well, does Gun for Hire do anything small?
No, never.
Okay, that's why Recall Sweeney's going to be big, because him and I together here, we're doing the back end and the front end and the side end. But
we are kicking butt.
The 106 people in Spartan, we get a free tented area, free food and beverages. Everybody gets a medal, largest team medal. We have our own start time, our own heat, and a bunch of other goodies we don't even know about yet. They announce them the day of the race.
Right,
okay,
nice.
So go big or go home.
But it is so typical.
Yes, yes. That's the only way we do it. The only way we do it. So typical. I'm sorry you missed it. I had a limited because it's costing me about $15,000 because I'm paying for the dinners and the shirts and everything else, which is fine.
Yep.
And maybe next year, my commitment won't be so heavy, and we'll try to double or triple the numbers. Maybe they'll just give us the whole freaking day. You know, September 13th is Team Gun for Hire. Who else is running? No, just Team Gun for Hire.
Six other people.
And I want to commend, like, Matt Trimmer and everybody else that's posting on the Team Gun for Hire No Shame Facebook page. There's so many people that are coming to me in the range and saying, I lost 22 pounds because of you. I went to my orthopedic surgeon. He said, I can do it as long as I walk it. And you inspired me. And I lost weight because of you. And I'm inspiring everybody because I'm down to 215 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. I rang the bell at 409 pounds at a very bad, depressed point in my life. I was 409 pounds. And when I went for gastric sleeve surgery, I was 382. And it's now 16 months later, and I'm 215 pounds. And believe it or not, I'm still overweight in the insurance charts. It says I should be 187.
Yeah, if you were 187.
The other night, I was laying on the couch watching TV, and I felt a growth on my hip, and I said to Kelly, the nurse, I said, I think I have a tumor. And she said, it's your pelvis. Okay? I hadn't felt that in a couple of years, probably like 20 years. But so now I post pictures of me going to the gym, and now I'm boxing, by the way. It can't hurt. It's to burn calories. And, you know, from Paul Ramage and, you know, Dan Ingram and everybody, he quit smoking. New Jersey Concealment Furniture.
Awesome.
Quit smoking because of the Spartan Race, September 13th. I mean, it's amazing all the people we've inspired, and the Saw Group is going to benefit. They're getting They're getting over $1,000 from me. A bunch of people are donating dollars per attendee, so $106,
nice.
Okay? And then a lot more on top of that. And this is the type of activism and unity we have here.
You will never... never find that anywhere else.
And
we have such a great community,
correct,
a family.
Correct. And that's what I wanted to talk about. And that's why Alexander's thanking everybody. You people are dropping copies off here. They're making thousands of copies. They're collating stuff. There's going to be a ton of stuff to collate.
Yeah.
And Michael, I won't say his last name, he asked, he says, I'm going to need help collating. I said, I have five women that work on and off of the concierge. Just drop them off and everything will be done. We'll collate here 3 days in a row. And you know what? If I posted on Facebook that I need some volunteers to collate 6 o'clock tonight, I'd have 20 people here without question.
Guys, I cannot wait to write a book about this one day, talk about, you know, the unity that we have, that no matter what, I need this. Can someone help me with that? And within minutes, I'm getting responses, emails, phone calls from people. Hey, I heard about this. I heard you need help with that. I've never seen this form of unity in anything I've ever done in my life. And you guys have been in it longer than ever. And, you know, I'm so proud, you know, to call all of you my friends and family because, you know, to get the emails of motivation, you know, when I'm busting my butt to 4
What's
in the
your
morning,
email address, by the way?
Just alex@recallsweeney.com.
A-L-E-X at recallsweeney. You know? R-E-C-A-L-L-S-W-E-E-N-E-Y. No, it's a pain in the ass because I tend to leave the second L off on recall, and Sweeney is S-W-E-E-N-E-Y.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just write Y, so it's alex@recallsweeney.com. So, guys, you're getting
email. I mean, just, guys, I cannot wait for the victory party. It doesn't mean it's done. We still have to come forward and we have to make it a reality.
Right.
But think about the party. Think about the celebration and how tall and, you know, like positive we will be after this. And not to also mention, we're going to have that celebration party right next to Sweeney's house.
Right in the park.
There's a he lives on a park. You know, and I'm already applying for the permits. You know, like I'm pulling out the forms. I mean, you can't, if you got the top
band
movie,
and everything,
if you got band and you got the top creative writers in the world together to say, we're going to make a book about this guy that is, you know, going to be challenged, and is, you know, the small group of minority gun owners in New Jersey are going to go after him. And then when they kick him out of office, they're going to have a massive celebration barbecue party next to his house. Come on.
Oh, I mean, yeah, you couldn't make that up.
If you don't want to make that a reality just for that reason.
Yeah, and Sweeney's wife, she doesn't understand how exercise of free speech works either, right?
She's telling us we don't have a right to do this. Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Sweeney. Yes, we do.
She came out and yelled at the protesters and said, you don't have a right to do this to us.
Mm-hmm.
Then why is your husband Senate president?
Yeah.
He should be a line cook at McDonald's.
Exactly right. Tell him to go flip burgers down at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. Don't force your principles and beliefs on other people, which leads to a woman dying. And that's one that we know of.
Yes.
You know,
this happens all the time.
Like
I said, this was the thing because she was a young, beautiful white woman.
Mm-hmm.
This happens in Newark, in Patterson, in Trenton, in Camden, and every city in this.
Yes. I lived in Newark for 3 years, and it blew my mind how every single day there were murders happening.
Right.
It's a modern day genocide. It's a modern day genocide.
You're absolutely right.
You know, and no one talks about it. And people message me. I remember it was so hypocritical that, oh, did you hear about that shooting in Newark? I'm like, listen, there's a shooting almost every day. There's a stabbing almost every day.
Yeah. You know? Which one?
Yeah, you know, and then people have become so desensitized to it.
Yes.
But, you know, but this is going on every day, and it's because Stephen Sweeney believes he knows what's best. That he thinks is
Stephen Sweeney, Loretta Weinberg, and all their ilk. And let me tell you, but Sweeney is the ringleader.
The reason why I'm involved in this today, May 25th, 2011, I was walking home from work, and 20 feet behind me, a 43-year-old man named Medardo Trujillo, a father of three, was jumped by three teens and killed for nothing. He wasn't robbed. They just wanted to, it was probably some form of a gang
initiation.
And you know what happened? The two teens two of them pled not guilty and the charges were dropped. And then then the third guy, the one that actually pulled the trigger, was prosecuted and he got a few years.
Right. You know? Juvie.
Yeah, in juvie. In exactly. Juvie.
Because they know, and the thing that we've talked about over and over again, especially with the state police, is the fact that the Bloods, Crips, Latin Kings, MS-13, which is nasty, a nasty gang, have all joined forces in a cartel in all of the cities, and it's spilling out into the suburbs.
Yeah.
And these are the things that when they come in and they know in New Jersey, they know the laws in New Jersey. If you are under, say, 11 or 12, I forget what the age limit is, and you commit a murder, you can't even be prosecuted in this state of New Jersey. Wow. So that's the kid that they
are. Correct. Harmed. Yeah. I mean, so it's just failed ideology after failed ideology. This is not about the security of the state.
Or safety of the public.
The safety of the public.
No.
This is their ideology.
Yes.
They just hate guns, period.
They hate us.
And they will exploit and twist any situation, like they're doing with the domestic violence bill now about protecting women, you know, when they're not even stating the fact that almost 50% of domestic violence victims are men. So why are they not talking about that? Because they string on the emotional argument. You know, to say that a man was abused, it doesn't have the same effect to say that an innocent small woman was abused.
They're master manipulators. If you really care
about the children.
Yes. If you care about the women who are being abused, then why are you stopping them? Why are you arming them with a restraining order?
Exactly. Exactly.
You guys, it's ridiculous.
This is our time. You know, we're going to flip the narrative. Look what happened with the protest. Look how the media is attacking Sweeney. He's so stupid. What's the first thing he does? He calls his puppets in the town council to ban protesting at his house. What happened then? All of a sudden, the media picked up on that, and now they're going after him even more.
And the ACLU.
Like, guys, Would you have ever imagined?
We've got him on the run.
Yeah.
He's getting it from every angle.
Every angle. I mean, come on. Five years ago, if I told you, hey, guess what? The ACLU and the NJ2AS are going to be working on a lawsuit together, you know, to stand up for our rights.
Wouldn't believe it.
You would slap me and say, shut up, and just, like, you're delusional, you know? And look what's happening.
But listen, if you're within the sound of our voice and you are within driving distance of South Jersey, and I'm talking about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. I've driven 3 hours for the same sort of a thing to go to D.C. If you're around, show up. It is going to be an absolute blast.
If you're going to tell me you cannot dedicate one afternoon to taking...
But look at all the people who are coming, how cool it's going to be.
This is going to be, it's going to be our battle of Thermopylae, where 300, 500...
Thermopylae?
You know, patriots... Individuals like us stand up against this monster machine that has been growing for the past 50, 60 years since this whole progressive movement, and we're going to take them down, not because of me, but because of you.
Absolutely.
RecallSweeney.com. Go ahead, Sandy. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead.
RecallSweeney.com. Alex, A-L-E-X, at RecallSweeney.com. More money, more volunteers, more time, more people showing up on Saturday. The location will be announced Thursday or Friday. Details to follow. We'll have it here, too. You'll be able to go call about Gun for Hire to find out where the location is as soon as it's available. But it will be on RecallSweeney.com first. You want to talk before I do
the
question?
No, just give the telephone number for Gun for Hire so they can call.
888-486-3674. That's 888-Gun for Hire. 888-486-3674. All right, real quick, this July 10th, right around the corner, Evan Knappen will be here to do his gun law seminar. I highly recommend it for everybody. It's Friday, July 10th. You got to have it. You got to see it. He won't be here again until September or October. We have a full line of Urban Pistol classes in July. 1, 2, and 3. Urban Carbine, 1, 2, and 3, all in July. Urban Shotgun in August, okay? We also have Basic First Aid, Wilderness First Aid, Prepping 101, and Prepping Level 2. You heard James Hedham last week talk about those classes. We also have a cool little 8-gig USB flash drive for sale now with the Gun for Hire logo on it in the store.
Oh, cool.
That's about all I have to say except RecallSweeney.com and Alex at RecallSweeney.com. Show your support, $5, $10, $5,000. Show up, help us, volunteer your services, printer, copier, fax, email, IT, security, donuts, bagels, whatever. Thank you.
Well, you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gunfire Hour Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, Alexander Rubian, President of the New Jersey Second Amendment Society, and the rest of the crew here at Gunfire Hour Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, recallsweeney.com, recallsweeney.com. We want to see you guys there on Saturday. Come from wherever you are. Say goodbye, Winston. See you Saturday.